بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. There was once a Mughal leader who converted to Christianity, to which a group of prominent Christian and Mughals came to visit him. During the visit, one of the group began attacking the honor and speaking ill of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He continued reviling Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam until a hunting dog which was tied nearby suddenly leaped on him and began to scratch and claw at him, until several men were eventually able to restrain it and free the man. On seeing this, one of the group said to him, "The dog attacked you because you were speaking ill of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." "Never," he exclaimed. "The dog is very noble. When I was gesturing with my hand, it thought I wanted to hit it. That is why it attacked me." Saying this, he foolishly went on speaking ill of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As he did so, the dog immediately leaped up and attacked him once again, this time tearing out his throat and killing him instantly. The devotion of this dog to the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had such an effect on their hearts that on witnessing the scene, approximately 40,000 Mughals accepted Islam. So we learn from this incident and from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, then He puts the love, He instills the love of that person into the hearts of the creation. When Allah loves somebody, He calls Jibreel alayhi salam and He tells Jibreel that "I love so and so." And you announce to the inhabitants of the heavens that Allah loves so and so, Jibreel loves so and so, so you should also love Him. And this announcement is eventually made to the people of the earth. So like this we see even amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very, very important that we don't speak ill of those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that whoever harms my friend, then I announce war with that person. So obviously Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is at the peak of piety, closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and then the greatest after Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Unfortunately, today we find many people attacking the honor of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Yes, they were insan. At times you may find incidents where they made a mistake, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already declared that He is pleased with them. And there is His friends, there is close servants. So we shouldn't speak ill of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes it happens that insan, human being, he makes a mistake, but what tawbah that person makes, we don't know. That is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, amongst even about the ordinary Muslims, what we term as ordinary, we shouldn't speak bad about them or revile them. So what about those people who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then we find that it's in this incident about how this dog stood up for the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we as believers, we claim to be the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the followers of the sunnah. So the greatest way to honor Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to follow his mubarak sunnah. And unfortunately today we find that sometimes we come across in this way that it is only sunnah. This is a very, very dangerous statement. It is only sunnah is a very dangerous statement for a person's iman. Yes, the fuqaha, the jurists, they have categorized certain actions as being sunnah, farad. That's just for us to know what's the consequences if certain action is left out, whether we should, how we should cover up, and etc. It shouldn't be that it is because of sunnah we leave out certain action. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The greatest way of loving him and showing him and giving him that honor is to follow his sunnah. And then we find in this incident that because of this, how many people accepted Islam? So if you follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his mubarak akhlaq and various other aspects, imagine how it will attract people towards the beautiful teachings of Islam and eventually coming into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice, inshallah.